Good evening, everyone. This is the Fakeologist speaking. It's Thursday, January the 6th, 2022. It's 8:04 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I come to you Sunday through Thursday between 8 and 8:30 p.m. And I broadcast live at fakeologist.com/live, where you'll find links to YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, DLive, and of course, our very own fakeotube.com. Please sign up at fakeotube.com, register an account there. You will get notifications when the video is running live. You will also get notifications if you send me your email address to ima@fakeologist.com, and I will log you into the website at fakeologist.com, where you will also get notifications usually when I am doing a show. And then you can link on, click any of the links, and you can even listen to the audio at fake11.com/stream2. I think fake11.com/radio2. No, I'm sorry. We're at fake11.com/stream1. fake11.com/radio1. I'm not sure it works anymore because the site uses Flash, and I think Flash is dead. So we aren't using Flash anymore, and that page has Flash on it. So I might get rid of that page. So fake11.com/stream1 if you just want to listen to the audio. Okay. Now tonight we have the always wild, always full of information, and tonight full of beans, cannabis beans, I think. We have the one and only Greg Wyatt on the show. And Northern Tracy's to blame if you like or don't like Greg Wyatt. She's the one that connected us. And you know what I think of Northern Tracy, fabulous writer, commentator. So let me welcome right away Greg Wyatt to the broadcast. Hello, Greg Wyatt.
Hi, how you doing?
Everything is good. Happy January 6th.
Talk about making
a mountain out of a molehill.
Happy January 6th. It's the new 9/11, a mind control. Get the minions lined up for assassination practice.
Did you watch the best video on January 6, 2021 on the events thereof? I have it on FakeoTube.
No, I haven't done that. I'm so busy with all my research. That's all I do is research. I'm online all the time or else, you know, watching various things. That's why I know everything I know. I'm not the average bear.
Okay.
Far from it.
I'm trying to remember the name of the damn thing because it was, now I'm going to have to go to the blog and do a search for January 6th. I don't remember the title of it right now, but it shows how the whole inside the Capitol was the staged part. January 6th, I posted this on October 23rd last year. January 6th was a hybrid psyop. In other words, there were real people marching. Trump was there. Alex Jones was there. But the part that was in the building is the deception part. And the video is called Everything Wrong with the Capitol Shooting in 21 Minutes.
I'll have to watch it. Thank you.
It is fantastic. And I'm going to put it in the show notes. I'm going to try and keep the show notes happening tonight. Let me just play a step. Let me just see if I, is everything wrong? What is it called? Everything wrong. Oh, here it is. Hardly anyone viewed it on my site. Oh, that's because I've got it twice. Hello. I've got it here on my own site twice. That's stupid. I'm going to delete one of them. Yeah, I see. Okay. Oh, I see. Uncle Odd uploaded it. That's why. I uploaded it. Uncle Vigilante uploaded it. That's why. Okay, I'm okay. So let me just play a bit of it here. Here we go, people. And of course, it's taking its sweet ass time. Go ahead. You can talk until you hear something, Greg.
I don't have anything to say.
Well, where were you on January 6th last year? What were you up to?
Just watching the events unfold, kind of laughing. I had popcorn and double buttered popcorn.
Oh, here it is.
There you go.
Viewer discretion is not
advised. There's some protests happening down outside the Capitol.
The simulated riots in D.C. was a powder keg long in the making. The evidence for pre-planning and setting up a situation for a disaster is overwhelming. Paid actors.
We can take that place.
We got four people coming up. Let's get them down here on the track.
I want to confess that I was paid to pretend to protest today.
Hey, I'm gonna break your phone if you don't stop.
They hit me with bullets. In that office,
controllers.
They were guys. They were almost like monitors. They were like corralling them.
Hold that thought. I got to get my kids some ice cream. Hold on. I'll get back to the
team.
And Hollywood tear gas and mace. All on display for hundreds of professional photographers conveniently on scene. In this episode, we're going to analyze the climax of the story and show you how a little stage direction and fake blood became an instrumental role in furthering the division of the nation.
He was hiding there. She had no idea that he was even sitting there aiming a gun right at her face.
It's not talk anymore!
I didn't see it, but they shot a woman.
This is Everything Wrong with the Capitol Shooting.
I'm convinced the dinner's in America's Day from what I saw.
You guys going to come in the building?
Only on Wooz News.
I love the intro.
The Homeland Security Exercise and Evaluation Program provides a set of guiding principles for large emergency response drills. In these guidelines, we read about the various roles, such as players, controllers, simulators, evaluators, actors, observers. The term participant encompasses many groups of people, not just those playing in the exercise. The head directors...
Anyway, this was such a great video that I don't know how many people saw it. 21 minutes. It really, really good stuff.
Suppressed.
Sure watch it. It's so good. It's just
send me a link directly to Greg Wyatt to me, please, because I don't have time to look for it. I have no time. I had to fit you into this, you know, time slot here in my life.
There you go. It's in your Telegram group. Click on it. Go nuts.
Okay.
Enjoy it.
I can't wait to see it. I got some popcorn going and. I just gave my kids some ice cream and
you'll love it. You'll love the video.
Okay.
It's basically what I believe in. It was a real event. The people were on the, whatever they call it in Washington, D.C., but the part that was in the Capitol building was all pre-filmed. All of that part where the guy sitting in the chair with the goat horns or whatever.
You got to be mentally incompetent to believe that shit even happened. So, hey, what I want to do is back up a little bit. Okay. We're at 9 minutes, we'll just start it at 10 minutes. And I'm going to tell my webmaster to take this interview starting at 10 minutes and put it on my website and my blog.
Okay.
And we're just going to do something different. I know a lot of people know me. A lot of people don't know me. I really don't give a shit. Because I am one of the hardcore truthers, period, on social media and on the internet. And I have been for 12 years. But unfortunately, my footprint was obliterated by a nuclear insane situation where they decided they didn't like me anymore. So, you know, I'm kind of on one hand, I'm really tired of this whole shit. Because people are just, they don't get it. Even if it's like being a horse and leading them to water and they refuse to drink and it's 140 degrees out. And then they bitch at you for not giving them any water. I mean, these people have lost their minds and social media has exacerbated it. It absolutely has made people limbic. People are triggered. They're angry. They're hateful. People are using their cars as weapons of mass destruction. because they can't get their hands on a gun. So what do? They drive into Christmas parades.
Where?
Filled with little kids.
Where do they do that?
Bands. Well, that, oh, stop. That was in, where was that? Wisconsin, I think it was. Yeah, it was like one of the Black Lives Matter cities. A Muslim did it 2 weeks before Christmas.
I think those are psyops, Greg. Sorry.
Oh, I know, but, you know, I seen it. I played it. Hey, so you got to remember certain things happen, and they happen because we're all. Lives are expendable. I understand that. It's like 9/11. Did somebody die on 9/11? I think maybe a few people did. Was it a psyop? Absolutely.
Was it 3,000 people in the towers? I don't think so. So we got to get on the same page here.
No, there was.
Oh, you got some yellow bars on your connection there. Now you're red. So I recommend anyone who does a broadcast, make sure you get on a wired connection, because I didn't cut him off. He's just in the red zone. Now he's at 0 out of 10 connection there. So let's say hi to the regulars tonight. Napoleon Wilson, hello. Gabriel, hello. Gate and Destroy, hello. Dirty Benny, hello. Lost Spider Phallus, hello.
Action,
Greg, yeah, Wyatt, yeah. You're back. Your connection, your
oh,
wife.
Oh, God. I forgot where I was at. I forgot. 9/11. Where?
Aqua, hello.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did they cut us off again?
No, I don't know. You just, you're on Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is not reliable.
I'm on Wi-Fi. I'm on a computer. I'm not on my phone.
So is your computer hooked up to a wire?
No.
Then it's Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is not good for broadcasts. You need to put a wire into your router to your
computer. I don't have to do shit. This is the best I got, brother. I don't have time for it.
All right, you're on fire tonight. Anyway, yeah, let's get back to the task at hand. Let's not debate psyops, because most of them are...
Yeah, let's not debate
that. HRDPAR, hyper-realistic drills portrayed as real. That's what that video that I just sent you is all about.
Absolutely. 100%.
You think the woman was shot for realsies in the Capitol building? Okay, good.
No.
Good, good, good. All right, that's better. Now you're starting to speak like a fakeologist.
Well, I can't be perfect, you know?
No, well, no, that's right. But we just want to make sure that we don't start talking UFOs and
people dying.
That's a little too much for us.
Hey, can I digress here just a little bit? I did a video and they never let the sound come through. And I sent it to you yesterday. Oh, I'm on the wrong guy. Just a minute. It was my prophetic video I had. This is unreal. I am looking for it. I'm looking for you. There you are, the fakeologist. Absolutely. Now this isn't bullshit. I just didn't make this up. If you know me, you folks that know me, I am not a bullshitter. I am one of the best researchers out there.
GregWyatt.net. Make sure you go to GregWyatt.net.
Who is that guy?
Is this GregWyatt.net?
Yeah. Well, how many posts did you make today?
I make a lot.
Oh, shit. You got me.
You got buried down. You get pushed down.
Oh, here
down.
We are. Here we are. I found it.
Greg on the Dell Hunt?
Oh, geez. Yeah. I call it the squirrel hunt. Anyway, I won't get into it. Anyway.
Why is the video half cut off on your website? You see how the video...
I know. I tried getting my guy to fix it. You know, shit, I got so many irons in the fire that I can't even get a shirt.
How can we play this video if it's half cut off?
I don't know. I told him to fix it. Well, you know what? You can go to my personal Telegram account and view it there if you want. If you want.
I want to try. Let me just open video in a new tab. Let's look at it this way. Oh, okay. How's that?
I don't know.
Strange Coincidence presents iCanDecide.org, a University of Michigan project.
Oh, that one.
I like your music.
I'm there now.
This is well produced.
That's my friend. CoinTel 2.0. but I don't know who they are.
Who was the name before Del Bigtree?
Del Bigtree's an interesting shyster, man. I'll tell you what. He's got everything. I know.
Let me turn the volume down a bit. It's blowing my ears out. All right.
No, I know. It's obnoxious.
No, it's good. I like the music. It's dramatic. So you looked up the website icandecide.org. I'm trying to narrate a bit for the radio audience that can't see the screen. So you looked up icandecide.org and you found the original registration was for the Center for Health Communications Research, which is a research wing of the University of Michigan.
Can I say this?
Go ahead.
I am not a liar, and I did not do this.
Oh, this isn't you?
No, that is a friend of mine that feeds me and about 50 other real strong truthers some really good stuff, and it's good. He puts together stuff that I knew about, but I don't have time. You know how long this video took to put together? A long time.
Yeah, music and
I haven't seen this person in 6 weeks. So this popped up last night at midnight, and this is cool. What am I going to do with this? You know,
on the website it goes gregwyatt.net. Do you want to give the bottom line to the video, or should we just keep playing it?
Oh, the bottom line is that Del Bigtree is a big construct. He goes so deep into the pockets of Big Pharma, going back all the way to Hollywood, back in the 30s and 40s when his great-grandfather was an Indian actor. You know how many Indian actors there were in Hollywood back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s? Not many. That's why Del was handpicked, because he fits the mold perfectly. But that's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother talk. And, you know, he is the ultimate con man. And I say, you know, hey, do you want to sue me? Do you really want to sue me? Okay, I got 7 boxes of shit here. And I think Discovery would be a lot of fun.
Why are you so angry at Del Bigtree in particular?
I am not. Let me point. That's a good question. It appears that I'm angry at Del Bigtree. It appears he's nothing. He's not worth getting your blood pressure up for. But I will say this. I am a little bit disappointed in Del for what he's done, because he used my children personally.
Mm-hmm.
He used me personally. He used the children of my friends personally to monetize his movement. And then what was really interesting is that after it started running out of steam, he handed it off to Pauly Tomey and Brian Burrows and started I Can Decide. And he wanted to join up with RFK. This is the truth. This is the truth. This is or at least what Joshua Coleman told me. And 3 other people told me, 2 other people told me the exact same thing. He was very jealous of RFK because RFK had a built-in wow factor. He was one of the Kennedys, the elites.
Oh, yeah. You can't beat a Kennedy name.
No. So every time that he would every time Del would join in with RFK, RFK would get all the donations. And I will say right now, RFK is still getting all the donations, and it came back to bite Del in the butt because Del's not getting many anymore.
Yeah.
People are tired of him. They can see through his rhetoric. He's a showman. He's a jester. He's a fraud. And all you have to do, my friend, is go to gregwyatt.net and look at all of his fraud friends. It's all a construct. And it's working because guess what we have? We have vaccine mandates. We have mandatory vaccinations. He did nothing. Oh, he won 6 lawsuits. Okay. What did he win? Nothing. Okay. What laws did he change? Nothing. collecting millions of dollars, wasting years of time, extrapolating my kids and everybody else's originally, because now he doesn't mention a vaccine-injured kid. All he talks about is safer vaccines.
Yes.
He's part of the pharma mouthpiece, my friend.
Is there such thing as a safe vaccine?
No, not one. No.
Has there ever been one?
Never.
Never. Okay.
Never. But he trained everybody very, very well. And this is good. I never talk about this. Early in the movement, when I started, you know, talking about these people and how vaccines are, they're all bad. They go, Greg, you can't say that. I go, I can't say it. Why? They says, because you'll annihilate people. People won't listen to our message. You have to say that you're for safer vaccines. You cannot say that you're a vaccine abolitionist. And like a trained SEAL, I followed them all the way to the black bus of death, where they actually, it's kind of like the Holocaust wall. That's what that black bus is. It's a wall for the Holocaust of the pharmaceutical companies that have injured, wounded, and killed. But instead of doing it in gas chambers, they do it with injections. That's why they inject you when you commit murder and you're dying. They'll either hang you or inject you or electrocute you. And it's so much easier just to inject somebody, especially when they're infants and can't talk like Weston and Emily. See, I used to be pro-vaccine.
This is the vax bus. I put it up on the screen. Is this what you're talking about?
Yeah, the vax bus. I got to go look. You know what it is. Under the Bus. That was going to be my original book, Under the Bus. But I just don't have time for it. I just jumped on tonight because it was convenient. I don't have much convenience in my life. I get immense, immense pleasure discovering secrets. And they're so easy to see. Now, you got to remember this. I'm not going to blow my own whistle. I was a born researcher. I was a born activist. I was bred through the eugenics movement, Buck versus Bell, when they could actually go into your house, and they still can, and seize you and put you in a work farm and sterilize you. That's what they did to my dad. Unfortunate, very unfortunate situation, but it had a good ending because I was created in the back door, in the back room of a doctor's office in Lincoln, Nebraska on September 8th. 1954, by an anonymous sperm donor. I many times wonder what Playboy he was looking at, or if he just did it from memory when he was donating. He got paid $5, and they sold it to my mom for $7.50. These are on my records. So he made
50% markup.
Yeah, 50%. That's pretty good. You know, got to remember, back in 54, you know, you could buy things were a lot cheaper. You know, now they pay hundreds and thousands. And if you're a sperm donor like my father, you get thousands. And he was an awesome guy, man. Intelligence. My biological father was a human rights activist. He went to Virginia Tech. And if you remember in the 50s, Virginia Tech in the 60s early, it was an all-male school. And it was all white. And this old guy from, young guy, my father, Weeb, I'll just give his first name. He didn't like that. He was Dutch. He was from the Netherlands. You know, these Dutch, they're in your face, man. When they want to do something, they do it. And so he believed that black people had the rights, just like white, to go to Virginia Tech, Virginia Polytechnic, technical school, whatever. Military school, you know, very, very military. So, and he didn't believe also that it should be all men. He says women should have the right to go to this school. Black people should have the right.
Hey, Greg, we're getting off topic here.
I know. Hey, I tell you just a little backstory.
We should. Yeah, I know. But we're going down. We're going down a long ways away from the vax bus. You are angry at anyone that misdirects people that are concerned about quaxines, that they're Del Bigtree is going to catch them in his enterprise and convince them that vaccines can be and should be made safer. And you say it's not possible. You cannot inject health. And vaccines are, like, I think, 150-year-old con snake oil.
Well, let me say this. One time I was very, very upset. And when I started doing my deep dives in real early on, right about the time he formed ICANN, I just became obsessed finding the truth, because this guy, what he did, he didn't make any sense. I mean, on the surface, if you're not paying attention, you know, it's easy to buy his bullshit. But if that's, and as time on those dots became more and more frequent, on my page, Facebook, and bed bugs would crawl out of the mattress, pummel me, narcissize me, slight me. And I'm not talking about a couple. I don't know if you've ever had bugs. You just don't get you get.
Yeah, you just went
old troop, boom,
right?
And they would come after me so bad. It was honestly, it was stressful. I didn't want to see any more Weston and Emily's damaged. Still dealing.
Yeah, Greg, you're on a crappy connection again. You're cutting out.
And so are
I have you.
Friends, and what else he's done, he's monetized it.
Yeah, Greg, unfortunately, you're at one red bar on this connection right now. This is kind of frustrating because your Wi-Fi is ixnade, ugly, stinky. Maybe I will call you on the Telegram. Call you on the Telegram. I don't think it'll make any difference, but if I call you on the Telegram, maybe it'll work. Who knows? We'll call Greg on the Telegram and see if that makes a difference. Or I can call him on his telephone. Sorry about that, guys. Yeah, again, if you have the option of wiring your computer directly into your router, then you won't have this crappy Wi-Fi problem where your Wi-Fi cuts in and out because it's sharing electromagnetic spectrum in your house. And if you have neighbors that also are broadcasting Wi-Fi signals, they will mess with yours. Sorry about that. All right, well, let me see if, do I have Greg's phone number? That's a good question that I'm asking myself. I'll ring his line one more time. Oh, here it's ringing. If this will work.
No.
All right. Do you want to try the Telegram? It may work better.
Hey, we can try anything. I got, you know, it's all good, brother. Okay. Do the best you can with what you got. You're right. Let me say this. You're right about hardwiring your computers. Absolutely. Because they just turned up 5G this week. And Wi-Fi is so full of radio activity, and it's like putting your phone up to your ear is like peer next to a microwave.
Yeah, maybe. Well,
you can get.
Let's get.
Well,
back.
No, it's not. Maybe you. Okay.
Let's get back to Del Bigtree and what you were talking about.
Okay. Jeez. Fine. Ask me any question. Come on, and I'll stay focused.
Okay. So you don't like him and others because they're Pied Pipers. They're taking people off track. And even if you read Infinite Papers Telegram, he is featuring the dark wizard Robert Malone, who seems to be taking path as well. He's pro-vax. He's pro-safer back, and he's the latest hero of the world. What do you have to say about that?
He fits in perfect with the Big Tree Foundation. They all do. They all, if you want to know if somebody's real or not, number one, you'll never hear them say they want safer vaccines. They'll talk about, they're not virus theory endorsers and promoters.
Right.
They understand about the germ theory.
Right.
And it's real simple to see, but everybody's looking for a hero.
Do you like my two questions? Take11.com/2. These only two questions you need to ask of a truth teller. Do you believe in the germ theory of contagion? And number two, do you believe in the violation, inoculation, vaccination theory of prophylaxis? In other words, do you think that vaccination actually does anything to help someone's health? And
nothing.
But if they answer yes or sort of no to either of those two questions, then you do not have to talk to them anymore.
Change your mind, that's for sure.
So I do. So those are two. If you just ask those two questions of the people that you think are great, then it will save you a ton of time, I believe.
What are those questions again, just for our audience? I'm going to write them down. So
do you believe in the germ theory of contagion? That might actually be two questions sort of jammed into one.
Yeah, do you believe in the germ theory? What's the other question?
Do you believe in the variolation/inoculation/vaccination theory of prophylaxis? Because as I learned from Northern Tracy...
Most people aren't smart enough to know what that means, so I'll have to digress on that one.
Do you believe vaccines prevent disease?
No. Yeah. That's a good...
Well, that's the simple... I wanted to put variolation in there, because variolation was before inoculation. I learned that from Northern Tracy, and I thought that was valuable to put it in there.
She's awesome.
That's where Chinese people were grinding up scabs from pus, from poxes on people, and then they grind them up into a dust and blow them down a pipe up someone's nose.
Snort it, yeah.
Yeah, but they blow before it into the nose, yeah.
Before there was cocaine, there was scabs and pus.
Right. So if you ask those two questions and they say yes, then you don't have to listen to them anymore. That's my point with that.
But you know, you're smart, Fakey. You're doing good, man.
I'm learning.
So ask away. Anything else you want to ask me?
Well, getting back to the video you just posted on gregwyatt.net, where this person's investigating the origins of icandecide.org. So this was a cancer website that was registered by the Center for Health Communications Research, which for all intents and purposes was selling, it looks like, ways to communicate the idea that vaccines could help prevent HPV cancer. That seems to be what one of their missions was before they decided to turn that website over to Dell Bigtree, icandecide.org.
Or they work to deal with them, you know. They're for the science. Dell loves the science. He believes in the science, and medical believes in the science. I don't believe in the science. I think a lot of science is just a big construct. But yeah, Dell Bigtree, he got the domain. I can decide. Teamed up with RFK. And it's quite an interesting, I posted it before, the structural hierarchy to ICANN. Very, very interesting.
I downloaded and watched.
Who founded that?
Oh, right. There was another name. Are you talking about who registered the domain?
No. Oh, who is part of ICANN?
ICANNdecide.org? Yeah,
I can decide. Who was it that made up the founders of I Can Decide?
Well, I see the name Michael Nowak, and then he was friends with somebody else, according to this video.
Yeah, you just need to go to gregwyatt.net and look at it there. It's a lot of stuff is covered in 2 to 3 minutes. Probably took years for these events to take place, and another year for somebody to put it together, and then another couple weeks to put it on video to come up with 2 minutes of truth. That's the way this works. It's very time consuming. It'll really take over your life. Truth, as you know, truth will take over your life.
Have you watched this video, Betrayed Girls 2005? The girls of Denmark that got the HPV injection?
Do
you know how to speak Danish?
I've heard it.
The Danish or what do the people of Denmark speak? They speak Danish?
Danish. Dutch. Okay. Dutch.
No, Danish.
No, Dane. They speak Dane. Excuse me.
Okay, Danish or Dutch? God. Danish. They speak Dane. Okay. I watched the whole thing. It was actually a mainstream documentary on the thousands of girls that were damaged by the HPV vaccine.
Globally, millions.
Right. It's actually quite good. It's not going to tell you that all vaccines are bad, but it did show that even the Danish government, was busy covering up the idea that there's any association between the injection and all these girls that are most of them. And half of the girls that they profiled were super athletic girls, which means,
oh, I know,
which gives the only explanation that makes sense is the one that Forrest Moretti put forward, where when you are super exerting yourself and your body's inflamed because you're on a high speed or high performance athlete pushing your body all over the place, that allows the adjuvants or the metals in the vaccine to travel around your body faster and go where the white blood cells goes. And when the white blood cells are busy repairing all the damaged tissue from just straining yourself as a high performance athlete, they leave the toxins behind. And that's what paralyzes and makes all these girls so sick, because the metals are deposited all over the place. I guess
I personally know dozens and dozens of women that have been girls that have been injured personally.
Okay.
So I get it. But I want to say one thing. You always bring up Forrest Moretti. Mm-hmm. With God as my witness, he's part of Dell's construct. Enough said.
Okay.
Enough said. Yeah. So, Forrest was hired to give Dell a bigger footprint. That's why all these people are hired. They brought Brandy Vaughn in to give Dell a bigger footprint. They brought Greg Wyatt in to give Dell a bigger footprint for a while.
Okay.
And that's what really pisses me off. They used me. Anyway, you just keep asking questions or I'll get off on these tangents and you got to reel me in.
No, that's interesting. But we can still take valuable information from these people, can we not?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can take valuable information from Adolf Hitler.
Okay.
It's all right, man.
As long as you know the game, you can pick and choose what you want and assemble your own truth.
You know how many people know the game? 1%.
True.
They don't pick and choose. They bow down and worship.
No, we don't bow down
here. But that's okay.
Well,
that's the way it's designed.
This video and all kinds of books are in a shared directory, fake11.com/vax, VAX. If you want access to these videos, it's all free. We don't charge here for truth. You can just point your browser to that link. It'll bring up a piece of software where you can download all of it or whatever parts of it you want if you don't have enough space right now.
Kind of like gregwyatt.net. If you want to find truth, I always like people that come against me, what I say, but they didn't spend more than 30 seconds on my website doing research. That's because they're automatically right. That's the way people are with social media. They're triggered. They're automatically right. They won't listen to you, whether it's Del Bigtree, whether it's Brandy Vaughn, whether it's Forrest Moretti, whether it's any of the shysters. They just want to argue with you because they have nothing better to do in their pathetic life. Before, yeah. Let me ask you a question?
They could be paid trolls. Go ahead.
Have you realized how the internet's just changed in the last 10 years? I want you to go back 10 years and then think of today. How has it changed the fabric of society?
For the better or for the worse? Is that what you're asking? Or specifically?
Yeah, the minds of people in the mush. Well, there's no human interaction.
Now there goes your internet.
You don't know who you're talking to. Anyway. No.
Yeah, you're cutting out a bit.
Anyway.
Well, you're saying that people's social skills, their interactive skills have decreased in person, at least?
Absolutely.
Sure.
100%.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
I work with people that they won't make a phone call. They won't talk to someone on the phone. Do you remember phone calls? They'll only email or text. But to have a conversation like you and I are having, they won't do it. They'll avoid it at all costs. They pray for voicemail.
Yeah, they don't want human interaction. It makes them too uncomfortable.
That's right. And God forbid if you raise your voice, you may as well punch them in the face.
Yeah, things have changed, man. I'm 67, and people, unless you were from my generation, you have no clue how bad it is. And I'm not being negative. It is bad. People's minds have turned to mush. You know, and I want to say this. I talked to you about the person driving into the parade, and you said, could be true, could be not true. All I'm saying is some crazy fucker did it. You know, and the thing is today, I see it all the time. People use their cars and they suicide themselves. There was a guy in the bank here yesterday. He goes into a bank with an empty gun and he starts flashing it around and police killed him. He wasn't even armed.
That's death by suicide.
People are suiciding themselves in very creative ways, like, you know, driving your car down the road, and then all of a sudden you just steer into the oncoming lane at 80 miles an hour.
Well, I haven't seen that, and I've been driving my whole life. It hasn't happened where I am. You're
in Canada. People are nice in Canada. You got to come to Arizona.
Well, I did almost get run off the road 2 days ago. That was a...
You're lying. Don't lie.
Okay, but it was in the morning, and you know, people all drive around with completely blackened windows now, including illegally tinting their front windows and even their windshields. You can't even see inside. You can't make eye
contact. I do that. Absolutely.
Well, you can't even make eye contact with the driver because you can't even see.
That's the idea.
Yeah, but that's illegal here. It's probably illegal there too because we get all our laws.
No, it's illegal, but you can get a permit.
Okay.
If I have light sensitivity, light really bothers me because of my limbic issue. And so I just want to set you straight is that you can't a waiver and you can make your windows as dark as you want pretty much.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't.
And it's, you know what? It's fun to have your windows so dark that nobody can see who's driving your car.
Yeah. Well, I don't appreciate it as a fellow motorist. So I'm sorry about your aversion to light, but it's very dangerous to do. But let's get back to your contention that people are driving down sidewalks. It was one of my, it was a PSYOP they brought to Toronto where they said a guy drove down the sidewalk and ran over people. It was a completely BS story. Okay. And in Toronto, we always get the watered down PSYOPs. I don't think we do them.
Mm-hmm.
I think we farm them out, and you can type into my website, the Toronto Van Hoax. And it was the most pathetically ridiculous PSYOP ever. There was no van running over people on any sidewalk in Toronto. But it was during the time when they were doing the whole thing in Nice. I think there was one in Berlin. It was a theme. These are themes. They run them around the world. Now, I don't know why they run them around the world anymore, because now with the internet, we can focus in and get all the news on anything anywhere in the world. So you could run one driving down the sidewalk PSYOP for the whole world, and we can all look in.
Right.
You don't need to make it local. Doing it in Toronto did not help, because number one, I cared in Toronto about it. And number two, it was so badly done, so pathetic, that nobody would believe it. From the court case to the guy, it was ridiculous. Ridiculous. Anyway.
It was ridiculous, man.
It was very
okay.
Bad.
Now my son, he wants his other. That's me. Yeah, that's me. Yeah, I'm smiling. Can you believe I was actually? That's dad. Right, right. That is the Weston. Can I have 5 minutes?
Is 5 minutes making? Does Weston, is he making any extra progress as time goes by?
Only his maturity levels. He thinks like an adult now, but he has a mind of a child. It's very interesting. And what I found is that these kids with autism, when they're younger, out of control. Weston was out of control. God, it was so bad. But I dreaded him getting older, and all that dread that I had for so many years, it never materialized, because he's the nicest young man you'd ever meet. Does he have behaviors? Yeah. Does he scream? Yeah. Do you have to wipe his rear end? Yeah. Does he love me unconditionally? Yeah. How much is that worth? Quite a bit. So he's the only reason, one of the few reasons, that I get up in the morning, put it that way. Weston and Emily, and of course my wife Joyce. Nothing else really matters. It's all just frivolous. He's changed a lot.
No, you're a good father. You're really dedicated. It's really,
really impressive. I don't know about being good. I do the best I can. Always have been that way.
All right, so we talked about you going on the Dell hunt. What else do we have? Let me go on your blog one more time. So we watched that video.
Well, here, there's somebody that, and they keep asking this question all the time, and this is good. Okay. You'll like this.
Where are you reading it?
It was about Brandy Vaughn, and was she a woman or a man?
Right.
And I was involved. My best friend. This is interesting. My best friend, I'm not even going to give her name out of respect. She believed virtually that 80% of the people that we come in contact with are trans. And she was my best friend, and I let her say that on my platform on social media. She thought that, these Polly Tomey was a trans, just leave it there. You can, all of them were very dubious, potentially people. And I had a hard time believing it, but I didn't say anything to her because she was so sharp. We were best friends. We'd talk 5 hours a day. Anyway, I'll give her first name because she's my best friend, Kara.
Okay.
Kara.
So she believed a lot of people, We have a blog called egi.fakeologist.com where we definitely like to look into these things. Okay.
Yeah. And Brandy Vaughn was one of them, because sometimes these guys, these women, they look like guys and guys look like, vice versa. And Victoria's Secret, if you take 20 women that are models, you'll find that a good percentage of them are transsexuals, transgenders. Yeah. I believe that.
You're preaching to the choir here. We've talked about that for sure.
Right. So you want to know, ask Greg about Brandy Vaughn and transgenderism. Yeah. Okay. So you've talked about it before, but I haven't. So if you don't want me to talk about it, I won't. It's all good. It's no problem at all.
Well, I'm looking for that question.
Brandy Vaughn, for most people don't know, Brandy Vaughn was a trust fund baby. She had a huge, huge trust fund that enabled her when she was a teenager and in her 20s and 30s to travel the world. She went to over 40 countries, all paid for through her trust fund. I think it was a Hazlitt trust fund, which I have had all the paperwork. It's somewhere. Not that I really care. I don't want to read through the crap. But she spent all of her money. When she was getting ready to run out of money, that was about the time I hooked up with Vax. Because a lot of these people, they have egos that need to be fed. She needed to be somebody because she was a nobody. And now she's nowhere to be found. Is she alive? I think she is. It's a big construct. She's up there at the top. But anyway, and now she's gone. So the whole thing ran its course. It's over. No one talks about it. 5 years from now, nobody will even remember who Brandi Vaughn was. Same way with you. Same way with me. 5, 10, 15, 20 years. We're just a faded memory, brother. All we can do is what we can do right now at this very moment to spread the truth, because we're all going to the same place, or at least something similar. You know,
yeah,
I know where I'm going. You know where you're going. I know where you're going. I know where all the wake people are going. They're going to wokeness, which is great. And all the people that are shysters are going to Liarville. You know?
Yeah, that's anyway. True. That's true. Well, we got about 5-10 more minutes before we have to wind her down. I'm only going to do an hour tonight.
I know you've been working overtime, brother.
I have.
You got to slow down.
I know. Well, I just like to get the day's events out into the great atmosphere here, because there's so much to
talk
about.
Let me ask you a question. Go ahead. They came out and said that deaths between 18 and 64 year old people are up 40% this year compared to last.
That was an insurance True or false? Guy. That was an insurance guy that said that, wasn't it?
Right, an actuary.
Mm-hmm. No, the president of an Indianapolis, Indiana insurance company, American something. And I found that on Steve Kirsch's Substack. Is that where you found it?
Is it true or false? That's all I want to know, in your opinion.
I think that I still believe, and I know people say everything could be fake. Here, it's right on the top of Steve Kirsch's Substack right now. So I'm going to say I believe it, because I do, and I do think that people are getting injured or killed, not necessarily by the vaccine, but by the treatment from all the effects. So you go in the hospital because you get injected and they put you on the remdesivir with a 55% kill rate. I think that's all part of the process. I just listened to
it. I think you're right.
So you get injected, you get sick. If you're a young man, you get myo or pericarditis. I think that's real. And Steve Kirsch says it's 1 out of 70, not 1 out of 70,000 or 7,000. He thinks it's 1 out of 70. And he's really pushing extremely hard on his blog. Now, I don't know if Steve Kirsch has an agenda, but that doesn't mean I can't read what he's saying, because he is pushing hard.
Sure.
He is pushing hard on whatever they're injecting today. And I still think that America's getting a different set of batches than Canada or other
Absolutely.
Places.
Absolutely.
I really have always said that America is in the crosshairs more than anywhere else. So you guys might be getting harsher stuff down there, more batches, more bad batches, as they like to call them, or hot shots.
Can I share something with you that Go has ahead. To do with what we're talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
My son Weston's vaccine records, it has the vaccine number.
Right.
It was on the vial.
Yes.
And they put it on his shot sheet. You can go look at it at my, I post it all over. Anyway, there is a place at the CDC where you can actually input that batch number
okay.
into a database, and it'll show you how many people got injured from that batch. Okay. And it was pretty amazing. You know, there was, I'm not going to extrapolate
going
and say
back,
there were, you know, dozens and dozens.
20 years? Going back 20 years, you can do that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, it showed the people that got injured off Weston's vaccines.
Wow.
I never have talked about that. You know, there's just so
they're
much.
They're doing that now so with the talk. Hot shots now. And a guy did a pretty good
That's
video
what I'm
on
saying.
That.
They're doing it now.
Yeah, there's people investigating it right now for the hot shots, for sure.
And you know what it's run by? Can I tell you what it's run by? Artificial intelligence. Eugenical artificial intelligence. Our whole world is run by AI. Predictive programming.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with the hot shots? Let me
just say this. We're fucked. It's going to be a hell of a ride, man. It's going to be a hell of a ride. If you're awake, you can see all this shit coming down. And it isn't going to be pretty, but in the end,
what's your take on...
Nobody's getting out alive.
You got a blog here, a blog post here. Televangelist and anti-vaccine advocate dies from COVID. What do you think of the high-profile anti-vaxxers that die of COVID? Now, let's get one thing straight. You can't die of COVID. So that is the number one lie.
Right.
But
die of something else.
First of all, I don't even know if any of the people they say are this or that, if they're a televangelist or if they're a Disney star. I've never heard of any of these people, so they could be making these people up. That's how far the deception could be. So I'm just curious, do you believe any of these stories? Do you just die because you're against the vaccine? Is that what causes death? Because if you're...
No, you die, and then they just kind of fit you into being the anti-vaccine, anti-COVID, anti-whatever. You're just the anti-person. They like to put anti-people when they die, and they like to come up with a good rhetoric. You know, there's people that believe that Brandy Vaughn got killed by Big Pharma. No, they got it wrong. She was sponsored by Big Pharma. She didn't get killed. You know, so that's the way it works. It's construct. Mm-hmm. And you are right. I never, until I met you and started listening to your show, you made me think about a whole lot of stuff that I took for granted that I was wrong about. I won't even get into the list. It goes too deep and I go off on too many tangents.
Well, Jacques is saying the false dichotomy is hospitals are full of COVID patients or hospitals are full of the vax damage. The truth is the hospitals are empty. So do you think the hospitals are full of vax damage, or this is just more of the division they're trying to create? Do you think they're...
It's rhetoric. They can say whatever they want. Yeah. Nobody knows. I will say this because I come from a small town here. This is interesting. Very interesting. They came out today and said in my town of about 50,000 people that there were 10 kids that came down with the cold.
All right.
They're not in the hospital. And you know how many is in the district? 4,000. So 10 kids got a cold out of 4,000.
Since when did they shut everything down? Exactly. Since when did we ever know that anyone had a cold? I only know people have a cold when they're speaking through their nose. But other than that, we don't broadcast it, and we don't write it down, and we don't shut down school. So I agree with you that it's absolutely ridiculous that they're broadcasting any of these ailments. How many people had a kidney stone yesterday in Toronto? We don't know that number, and I bet you that number is pretty high. But they don't publicize it, do they?
No. And whatever they say about it and put it on the news, people would believe. If they would say it's caused from hay fever, people would believe it. People believe anything. They really do. Everybody wants to believe in something. Everybody does. And people are so confused and people are so depressed over this flatten the curve that's went on for over a thousand days. Seems like not at that, you know, a long time. We were supposed to flatten the curve in what, two weeks? And now it's been like how many weeks? 100 weeks? It's been 100 weeks. And we're still trying to flatten the curve. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. And now the mainstream media has came out with their newest phase 4 virus called the Flurona.
Flurona. Flurona.
I know. Every story.
Here, this is what you're talking about. I put this on fake.
Free flu shots.
This is what you're talking about. Here we go. This is a flashback.
You've heard public health officials and myself.
Flashback to March 2020. Just what you're talking about.
Many times that we need to flatten the curve or plank it.
Earlier this week, President Trump and the CDC announced their 15-day plan to slow the spread of COVID-19 across the nation.
This afternoon, we're announcing new guidelines for every American to follow over the next 15 days. As we combat the virus, each and every one of us has a critical role to play.
Every Canadian has a role to play in planking the curve.
I'm asking Iowans to take a lead role in the president's 15 days to slow the spread plan.
When a lot of people get sick in a short period of time, the curve rises faster.
If too many people become seriously unwell at one time, the NHS will be unable to handle it, meaning more people are likely to die, not just from coronavirus, but from other illnesses as well. So it's vital to slow the spread of the disease.
That's why we need to urgently slow the number of people getting infected. That's why we need to flatten the curve.
You've said we can do anything for 15 days, but give it to us straight. Isn't this going to be longer than 15 days? How long do you think people should expect to be at home, essentially?
Well, what you're talking about is our 15 days to stop the spread initiative. We're telling people that we really want them to avoid gatherings of 10 or more. We want them to avoid any unnecessary travel. We want them to work from home, if at all possible, or not go in. We feel like if we can get America to all pitch in for the next 15 days, we can flatten the curve, which is a term that you've been hearing a lot, not overwhelm our healthcare systems.
So 15 days is enough?
15 days is likely not going to be enough.
Now, the 15 days that we had of mitigation clearly have had an effect, although it's tough to quantitate it because of those two opposing forces. But the reason why we feel so strongly about the necessity of the additional 30 days is that now is the time, whenever you're having an effect, not to take your foot off the accelerator and on the brake, but to just press it down on the accelerator.
How many people hate the sound of that man's voice and all the other actors that were in this video? And this is from March 2020. I thought it was a good video. And that was 651 days ago, maybe 2 days ago. So yeah, you're on the right track. Are we at 666 days since 311 yet? Did anyone do the math on that? Maybe we are already. Maybe we passed 666 days.
We're in some weird place.
Yeah. I'm tired of it. But one more question. I posted a pretty good video, audio with John Friend and Dr. Lorraine Day. Do you have anything to say about Dr. Lorraine Day?
No.
Do you know of her?
No.
Okay. DrDay.com. You should listen to this audio.
Look it up.
I'll look it up. I will do you the favor. She's at drday.com. She's 85 years old. I think you'd like her discussion. I will send you personally, as I do as a favor for guests like yourself. I'll send that into your Telegram box. Nice. And you can go listen to that one too. Those are two good audio. She's been battling this germ theory hoax for 50 years. So she's pretty.
That says it all.
She's pretty interesting, and she got rid of her cancer.
Okay. You got to remember, my database sometimes gets a little full. I remember her now. Absolutely.
Okay. I just wanted to know if you had anything positive or negative to say about her.
Well, she's 80 years old.
85.
85. Whatever. That's a good age to be. Shows that you've done something
right
well in your life.
Yeah.
She's not promoting vaccines or, all the stuff that goes with it, all what the liars say. So she's being truthful, but she's old school. See, you have to remember that's the way back then a majority of people thought. There was no such thing as a pro-vaxxer per se, like there is now, because they've monetized it. Big Pharma has taken the whole economy and monetized pharmaceuticals for profit. And you know it, and I've said it before, everybody knows it. There's no money in health and wellness.
Yeah.
The money's in sickness and death. You know how much it costs to raise a Weston? I mean, just guess. Up to the age of 21.
Oh, I would just go by, I would say, is he on any kind of pharmaceuticals at all now to maintain?
No.
So he's not spending any money on that. So are you talking about the extra education, perhaps, that you need?
No, I'm talking about the amount of money that needs to be spent on a vaccine-injured child that has medical conditions. Weston has had medical conditions. He had open skull brain surgery where they took out a portion of his brain. He's deaf. He goes to a special school. He gets a lot of help from the government. I mean, I can't, you know, we were one of the first people here in our hometown, if not the first, back 20 years ago. And so we're in the system, and everyone knows Weston. Everyone knows Emily and Greg and Joyce, and they know that, honestly, we are the best parents of anyone in town for what we've done. Back to the answer. I don't want to sit. I'm just going to give the average numbers up until, you know, from birth to the age of 20, 21, couple million dollars.
Right. Well, just to raise just to raise a healthy child is $250,000. So, okay.
Right. So it costs substantially more to raise a handicapped special needs child. And I remember back in the late 90s, Joyce and I, we were very wealthy, very, very wealthy. I won't say how much.
Okay.
But we expended a good portion of our retirement, not really thinking that 70 years old would come that quick. I thought that I had enough time to put together the next successful business, which I was very successful at doing, sales and marketing. But of course, the internet's changed all that. The internet has changed, it's leveled the field. You know, business back when I was a kid and I made all my money, it was face to face, toe to toe, hand to hand, hug to hug, call to call. And now, like you said earlier in your show, nobody wants to talk. I don't want to talk to anybody, not anymore, because people have lost their minds. You can't see who they are. You don't know what they're thinking. Most of them, if you remember 1986, let me just say this, 1986 is when they really turned up the vaccines. Anybody born after 1986, you got to ask yourself the question or two. But if young people now, I look at young people out the corner of my eye, I would say honestly, 50% of them have some sort of chemical issues going on within their mind, 100%. And I arrived at that number because I had a business where I would deal with a lot of people in my town, and we'd talk about the jabs. You know, I'd give them, you got to remember, I founded our vaccinesafe.org. We gave out millions and millions of cards worldwide. I still do everything I can to bring awareness to the subset of people that might vaccinate or might not. It drives my friends crazy sometimes. It's like, Greg, you won't shut up about vaccines. Well, I have kind of more now with this COVID thing on, because so many people are programmed to say, well, you're saying something bad about COVID. COVID doesn't exist. How dare you? My mother died. And then you got a full fucking war on you. And I don't need the stress arguing with somebody whose mother just died. I get that, man. But I can't sit there and tell them that it wasn't COVID and then go into what we're talking about. They don't have the length of time to comprehend what I'm talking about. It's like right now, I know a few people. I know that I'm kind of all over the place sometimes.
Yeah.
Because that's my research. There is so much knowledge within my mind.
It's hard to get it out.
That's why I put it. Yeah,
I know. What is the name of that site? Vaccine Safe that you founded? What's it called again?
OurVaccineSafe.org.
Why did you leave it a question? our vaccine.
Because
thing.
That's kind of, that's just, it was a domain that was available. It was .org, and it was to get people. I learned from my late father that you never make a statement.
Okay.
You ask a question.
Yeah, I've heard that before for marketing. Yeah. It's a good marketing tip.
Yeah, it was very good. And I learned that 20 years ago and I never forgot about it. Never make a statement. Del Bigtree's a liar. Well, is Del Bigtree a liar? See the difference?
Right.
Greg Wyatt's crazy. Is Greg Wyatt crazy?
So
so
if it's a question, you're more likely to want to go and engage. Make the decision yourself.
Mm-hmm. Engage. Absolutely. Now, gregwyatt.net, everything I talk about, no, not everything, probably half of my mind is on that blog website. And it gets to be a point where, you know, I honestly ask myself sometimes, does anybody really care? I mean,
you put a good video.
Does anybody really get it?
You put a good.
But there's the other part of me that said, if I reach just one more person, if I could just save one more person, wake up one more person, save that one baby from getting the jabs. And I literally had hundreds and hundreds of people that came up to me back 5 years ago that come up to me now and say, well, you made a difference.
That's good.
You know, we all want compliments, right? It's like saying, hey, good show. Excellent show. Makes you feel good. But if somebody calls you up and go, boy, that was a fucked up show. That was a fucked up guy you had on there. Everybody likes to pick everything apart.
It's okay. I can take it. You put yourself out there. You got to take the shots. You know what the opposite?
Oh, yeah.
You know what the opposite?
I'm a big dog.
You know what the opposite of love is?
What?
Oh, I give me your guess. What's the opposite of love?
The opposite. I never thought of it that way. You tell me what you think. You ask a question.
Okay. I'll give you the answer. Well, my answer. The opposite of love, most people will answer hate.
Right.
But the actual opposite of love is indifference. If someone hates you, that means they are passionate about you. If someone doesn't care if you live or breathe or ever have walked the face of the earth, that's actually more hurtful because that means they haven't given you one joule of energy. So there you go. So someone who hates you is just as passionate as someone who loves you, probably more so. I learned this from Howard Stern, who is obviously no friend of mine anymore, but people used to listen. He probably had more people that listened to him because they hated what he was going to say next. They just couldn't wait to get mad the next day. So that proves my point there. All right. You have one video you put up here by, I think, Rob Schneider. And I put this on FakoTube. I hadn't seen it before, but you've got it on your site here.
Was it on my blog or on Facebook?
You have it on rvaccinesafe.org.
Oh, do vaccines cause autism?
Let me say,
in the last 30 years, the childhood vaccine schedule has tripled.
Yeah, let me turn him off.
While the U.S.
Your website makes it hard to turn it off. I don't know where it turned off.
Yeah. Can I say something?
Go ahead.
That website's been up there, and it hasn't been touched in a long, 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 long time.
Yeah.
I lost my webmaster.
Okay, where'd he go?
And I lost the keys. Because I had my way, I'd change the whole thing. Because it does not reflect accurately.
Okay.
That is my days of safer vaccines that go way, way, way back. That website hasn't been changed in years. It used to have all the vax videos on it.
Oh, right. Yeah, most of them are missing, it looks like. They're all...
Yeah, well, I took down everything I could, but I'm not a webmaster. I didn't want to destroy the site. So anyway, that's the backstory on that. I'm sorry.
Okay, no,
you know,
that's
I just
good.
Leave it up because I spent a lot of time and effort in that. People still buy the cards. I don't want to sell them. I don't want to sell anything. I don't want to give the appearance of being a nonprofit, a charity, or making money. This is all grassroots. This is me. This is my life. It's personal. It's personal. It's not a job. It's personal. So
okay,
I moved on from that. With that being said,
maybe I did put the video up already. Now I see it's from 3 months ago. It's "Do Vaccines Cause Autism?" That's what they called it. So it's actually a pretty good video. Rob Schneider. Is he a good guy, Rob Schneider?
I haven't thought of Rob Schneider. Do vaccines cause autism?
I wonder if
I'd have to refresh my memory, because I literally have 10,000 people rolling around in my head doing somersaults.
I wonder if he caught flack for this video. This is from a while. It's from a while ago, is it not?
Oh, that's what I thought. I wondered. Excuse me. That's exactly what I wondered. Now it's coming back to me a little bit more. That was probably one of the better videos that was up there because I left it up there. But I haven't been to that website in, you know, I may have clicked on it and clicked off of it once or twice in the last 2-3 years.
All right.
But it's still on my card. That's the interesting thing. If you go to gregwyatt.net, you can see Weston and Emily's story about what happened to them.
Yeah.
And there's their vaccine safe. I figured, what the hell? Doesn't hurt. I paid all the money for it. Might as well keep promoting it. Doesn't matter.
All right. Well, I'll play this video out. I'll play us out on this video. I was going to play a music song, but I know a lot of people don't get around to clicking links and looking up videos, but they are watching this show. And tonight we had a pretty good record. This is the problem. When you keep doing the show, more people show up. And now I have to keep coming back. I can't think out as easily, which makes it difficult. But this is the last show of this week because it's Thursday and I'm off for the weekend. So, except for Sunday.
Good for you.
So there you go. I had a good time, Greg. I appreciate you. And you're one of the only vaccine abolitionists out there. So do you know any other vaccine abolitionists that we can maybe talk to?
Deep inside, many, many people are. Many more people are than will come out and say it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because of that way of thinking that goes on, that if we say we're against all vaccines, because most people are not as well versed as we are, that they don't have the knowledge base and the understanding that all the research we've done over the years and years and years has taken us down the rabbit hole. So they're still way up at the top and they haven't fallen down. And yeah, they believe that the vaccines hurt you and that they hurt your children and they could kill them, but they are not willing to speak out. They think that holding a sign is going to, you know, make a big difference. And who knows? Maybe it will. I don't know. I'm not into that. I give out those cards and I tell my story. And I'll tell you what. Do I ask them at the end, are you a vaccine abolitionist? Of course not. But are they ever going to vaccinate their kids? Of course not. Mission accomplished, you know. It's a fine line. It's a fine line, you know, on your approach, your pitch, how you do it. And I get that. But you can always tell the shysters because they, you know, want safer vaccines. And that's no way to discourage people. Say, well, you don't want to take that vaccine, they haven't made it safer yet. I go, that's confusing to me, but so be it.
All right, Greg, well, I enjoyed the conversation and we'll always have you back because you're a good guy and we're working with you.
Well, you're a good guy too, man,
to help get your
story. I appreciate
up.
Your work.
I'm thank
appreciate
you.
Northern Tracy hooking us up.
Love Northern Tracy. We all love, everyone loves Northern Tracy, I think so. And we're going to get maybe Jim O over, Jim O on the show. You know, when I asked
Jim O'Leary,
when I asked him if he could come on the show with Northern Tracy, he sent me an email back and his wife died a couple hours before I sent the email. Can you believe that? I don't know anything about his wife, but that was sad.
Jim's wife died?
That's what he said in his email to me. So he couldn't do the show.
Jim O'Kelly is the most noble, intelligent, righteous man that's a vaccine abolitionist.
Mm-hmm.
He is smarter, more intelligent, more well-versed, well-spoken
wow.
than anyone you will ever talk to.
Okay.
You can go to his website, Shots of, you ought to put a list, put it up there, shotsoftruth.com.
Okay, I'll put it on. I'll put it up right Shots of Truth.
And I will say, I've talked to his wife. I'm sorry, man. You just floored me.
Well, yeah. Because
you know what we did today? You know what we did today?
No.
And I'm not into this, oh, I'm sorry, my, you know. We buried Joyce's father.
Okay.
This afternoon.
When
he was 97 years old. And that was the fourth funeral. Friends, relatives in the last month. People are dying.
Well, 97 is a great long age to have lived.
It was no way to live the way he spent his last couple years, though. He played golf when he was 89.
Oh, that's pretty
fell
good.
And broke his hip riding a bicycle over to the pool. Never wow. recovered. Fought in World War II. God, he was in the battle. Oh, God, he was an awesome guy. It was over in Japan when the women and children were jumping off the cliff because they made him afraid that the Americans were going to kill him and rape him. Huh. Oh. God, I forgot about that.
You got
to try not thinking about
you
it
got
today.
You got a thousand stories there, Greg. So we'll have to, you know, write a few of them down. Make some notes. We can go through them a little more methodically next time if you want.
Distinctly, however you want to call it. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, we need a. It's like when I do my live videos on Facebook. I have no notes. I just talk.
Yeah,
that's what I do. You know, and I really don't want to ramble. Rambling is when you're talking about a bunch of shit that's probably not true, and you're doing it to make yourself look better. This is not about me. I am who I am. If you don't like it, shut the switch off. It's that simple, man. I don't give a shit what you think. You know, I'm me. I'm Greg Wyatt, and that's the way it is. I'm
Greg,
an expert. Like
you're Greg
you,
Wyatt.
Like Jim Kelly.
You're GregWyatt.net. All right, we're gonna go.
All right,
it's an hour.
Go
and
on
a half.
Vacation, brother.
Well, do vaccines cause autism?
All right, have a good night.
In the last 30 years, the childhood vaccine schedule has tripled, while the U.S. autism rate has skyrocketed from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 50. Dozens of published research papers show that yes, vaccines and autism are linked. Yet the debate rages on, in part because of the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, passed by Congress as a result of pharmaceutical lobbying. It shields drug companies from liability for injuries and deaths caused by the vaccines they manufacture. Vaccines that the federal government admits are unavoidably unsafe. To see how this tilted the law in Big Pharma's favor, let's look at Eric, a child suffering from vaccine-induced autism. Had Eric been harmed by a pharmaceutical product other than vaccines, his parents could sue the manufacturer in civil court, entitling them to the standard legal process with a judge, jury, private attorneys, legal precedent, and discovery, all within public view. But for kids like Eric, the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act says no. Instead of suing the pharmaceutical company directly, parents of children like Eric are forced to petition the Department of Health and Human Services, and if federal health officials oppose compensation, the case is argued before a special master in the U.S. Claims Court. Many refer to this as vaccine court, though it isn't a court at all, but rather an administrative procedure in which the family asks the government to admit the vaccine caused their child harm and requests compensation for the child's care. Here are some shocking facts about the so-called vaccine court. Pharmaceutical companies do not have to participate in the proceedings at all. Taxpayers pay for all damages. The U.S. Department of Justice acts as the government's lawyer, with taxpayers footing the bill for their defense. The family's attorney is paid out of the trust fund, administered by the Department of Health and Human Services, which has a history of punishing plaintiffs' lawyers by slashing their fees and waiting a decade or more to pay them, leaving some families without any legal representation. There's no required discovery process, so potentially incriminating documents stay hidden in the hands of the vaccine manufacturers. Most hearings are off limits. No public, no reporters. There's no judge or jury. A special master appointed by the U.S. Court of Federal Claims both presides over the hearings and issues the rulings, which can limit the chance of an objective verdict. Legal precedent is limited, so the program issues contradictory rulings. In the case of Bailey Banks, a special master ruled the boy's autism was caused in fact by the MMR vaccine. Yet in later cases, special masters ruled that vaccines do not cause autism, even though federal compensation has been awarded in at least 83 cases with autism. Almost unbelievably, the Department of Health and Human Services actually owns vaccine patents. When these vaccines are purchased, HHS profits. In the words of Eric's mom, government attorneys defend a government program using government-funded science decided by federal bureaucrats trying to keep their government jobs. Kids like Eric never had a chance. The passing of the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act prompted manufacturers to ramp up development of new vaccines, furiously lobbying the CDC to add their new shots to the recommended schedule. As a result, a baby today receives more vaccinations by 6 months than her mother did by the time she graduated high school. Amazingly, neither HHS nor Congress has ever reviewed the potentially devastating health effects this vaccination surge has had on our children. Today, over half of all U.S. kids suffer from chronic disease and disability. At a November 2012 congressional autism hearing, CDC officials failed to cite even one study backing up vaccine safety claims. Congress is now planning federal hearings to further investigate the vaccine injury compensation program. The next round of hearings begins in November of 2013. If you're outraged by the staggering miscarriage of justice exposed in this video, please visit canaryparty.org now and register for our mailing list. Find out how you can help hold our government accountable for vaccine safety and bring about justice for our vaccine-injured children. I'm Rob Schneider. Thank you.